says it needed to interrogate the first generation of Khandra and discover what they knew. Though if I do find the truth, what will I do with it? The trees they passed were stripped of leaves. The landscape was covered in a good 4 feet of ash. How can you keep going like this? Sazed asked as the Khandra galloped over a hilltop, shoving aside ash and ignoring obstructions.
My people are created from mist wraiths, Tensun explained, not even sounding winded. The Lord Ruler turned the ferrochemists into mist wraiths, and they began to breed true as a species. You add a blessing to a mist wraith, and they become awakened, turning into a Khandra. One such as I, created centuries after the Ascension, was born as a mist wraith, but became awakened when I received my blessing.
Blessing? Sazed asked.
Two small metal spikes, Keeper, Tensun said. We are created like Inquisitors, or like Kolos. However, we are more subtle creations than either of those. We were made third and last, as the Lord Ruler's power waned.
Sazed frowned, leaning low as the horse ran beneath some skeletal tree branches. What is different about you?
We have more independence of will than the other two, Tensun said. We only have two spikes in us, while the others have more. An Allomancer can still take control of us, but free we remain more independent of mind than Kolos or Inquisitors, who are both affected by Ruin's impulses even when he isn't directly controlling them. Did you never wonder why both of them are driven so powerfully to kill?
That doesn't explain how you can carry me, all our baggage, and still run through this ash.
The metal spikes we carry grant us things, Tensun said. Much as ferrochemy gives you strength, or allomancy gives Vin strength, my blessing gives me strength. It will never run out, but it isn't as spectacular as the bursts your people can create. Still, my blessing, mixed with my ability to craft my body as I wish, allows me a high level of endurance.
Sazed fell silent. They continued to gallop.
There isn't much time left, Tensun noted.
I can see that, Sazed said. It makes me wonder what we can do.
This is the only time in which we could succeed, Tensun said. We must be poised, ready to strike, ready to aid the Hero of Ages when she comes.
Comes?
She will lead an army of Allomancers to the homeland, Tensun said, and there will save all of us, Khandra, Human, Kolos, and Inquisitor.
An army of Allomancers?
Then, what am I to do? You must convince the Khandra how dire the situation is, Tensun explained, slowing to a stop in the ash. For there is something they must be prepared to do. Something very difficult, yet necessary. My people will resist it, but perhaps you can show them the way.
Sazed nodded, then climbed off of the Khandra to stretch his legs.
Do you recognize this location? Tensun asked, turning to look at him with a horse's head.
I do not, Sazed said. With the ash. Well, I haven't really been able to follow our path for days.
Over that ridge, you will find the place where the Terrace people have set up their refugee camp.
Sazed turned with surprise. The pits of Hathsin? Tensun nodded.
We call it the homeland.
The pits? Sazed asked with shock.
But, well, not the pits themselves, Tensun said. You know that this entire area has cave complexes beneath it?
Sazed nodded. The place where Kelsier had trained his original army of Ska soldiers was just a short trip to the north.
Well, one of those cave complexes is the Khandra homeland. It abuts the pits of Hathsin. In fact, several of the Khandra passages run into the pits and had to be kept closed off, lest workers in the pits find their way into the homeland.
Does your homeland grow Atium? Sazed asked.
Grow it? No, it does not. That is, I suppose, what separates the homeland from the pits of Hathsin. Either way, the entrance to my people's caverns is right there.
Sazed turned with a start. Where?
That depression in the ash, Tensun said, nodding his large head toward it. Good luck, Keeper. I have my own duties to attend to.
Sazed nodded, feeling shocked that they had traveled so far so quickly, and untied his pack from the Chandra's back. He left the bag containing bones, those of the wolfhound, and another set that looked human. Probably a body Tensun carried to use should he need it. The enormous horse turned to go.
Wait,
Sazed said, raising a hand. Tensun looked back.
Good luck, Sazed said. May our god preserve you.
Tensun smiled with a strange equine expression, then took off, galloping through the ash. Sazed turned to the depression in the ground. Then he hefted his pack, filled with metal mines, and a solitary tome, and walked forward. Even moving that short distance in the ash was difficult. He reached the depression and, taking a breath, began to dig his way into the ash. He didn't get far before he slid down into a tunnel. It didn't open straight down, fortunately, and he didn't fall far. The cavern around him came up at an incline, opening to the outside world in a hole that was half pit, half cave. Sazed stood up in the cavern, then reached into his pack and pulled out a tin mind. With this, he tapped eyesight, improving his vision as he walked into the darkness. A tin mind didn't work as well as an allomancer's tin, or rather it didn't work in the same way. It could allow one to see very great distances, but it was of far less help in poor illumination. Soon, even with his tin mind, Sazed was walking in darkness, feeling his way along the tunnel. And then he saw light.
Halt! A voice called. Who returns from contract?
Sazed continued forward. A part of him was frightened, but another part was just curious. He knew a very important fact. Chandra could not kill humans. Sazed stepped up to the light, which turned out to be a melon-sized rock atop a pole, its porous material coated with some kind of glowing fungus. A pair of Chandra blocked his path. They were